Here's Dr. Gene Getz to share today's Bible principle, an enduring truth you can live by.
The authors of Scripture often use the word repentance as a very important part of our salvation experience. Yes, we're saved by grace through faith, but we're also to repent. Repentance, you see, begins with regret and sorrow for sins, but to be spiritually authentic, it must also involve a change in both our attitudes and actions. Listen to what John the Baptist proclaimed when he was preparing the way for Jesus.
When he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to the place of his baptism, he said to them, "Brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Therefore produce fruit consistent with repentance."
At this moment, John's message to repent was directed specifically to the religious leaders in Israel, but he was also speaking to all who were listening, which certainly applies to all of us. Some who were listening to John were probably right with God, but they were not living godly lives. They too needed to repent. Some were believers in name only. John the Baptist wanted them to know that just being children of Abraham physically didn't mean they were God's children. Some of those listening had hearts that were still like stone, even though they were engaging in certain rituals. When the Apostle Paul wrote to the Corinthians and dealt with the sin in their lives, they responded as Paul wrote, "Now I rejoice, not because you were grieved, but because your grief led to repentance." So let's remember this principle to live by. To have forgiveness of sins and to live in fellowship with God, we must experience true repentance.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. To find out how you can receive this Bible, go to BiblePrinciples.org.